This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. East Coast hit with a winter weather storm, major snow hitting the region.
In New York City, the snow was coming down at a rate of 1 to 2 inches per hour in the morning. Mayor Bill de Blasio says that fast pace, along with the extreme cold, causes problems.
This is a serious, serious storm between the very low temperature, the strong winds, the driving snow. Everyone should take this one very seriously and take precautions.
Public schools are closed. Code Blue is in effect to get homeless people off the streets. Meanwhile, on the streets, there are 1,500 snow plows and almost 700 salt spreaders. Julie Walker, New York.
Forecasters expected the system to be followed immediately by a blast of faced stinging cold air that could break records in more than two dozen cities. Wind chills expected to fall to minus 40 in some places this weekend. Eastern Massachusetts and most of Rhode Island received as much as 3 inches of snow per hour on Thursday. A top Iranian official is blaming the CIA for stirring up the anti-government protests.
Iran's top prosecutor has directly named a CIA official as being what he describes as the, quote, main designer of the protests that have shaken the country. This has come in a report that was carried by the state-run IRNA news agency that alleged that the CIA official headed an operation that had Israeli and Saudi support and sought an armed insurrection in Iran by mid-February.
That's correspondent John Gambrell reporting. President Trump directed his White House counsel to urge Attorney General Jeff Sessions not to recuse himself from the Justice Department's investigation into potential ties between Russia and the Trump campaign. That, according to a person familiar with the conversation, who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity to discuss an ongoing investigation. Sessions ultimately rejected the suggestion and stepped aside from the inquiry. More news at townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here, and for 2 years now, I've been telling you about my wife, Sue, who tried Relief Factor because of her knee pain, and it worked. And if you're struggling with ongoing back or neck pain, shoulder, hip or knee pain, or general muscle aches and pain, do what my wife, Sue, did. Try Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call them toll-free 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
The British town of Windsor is trying to figure out what to do with homeless people before the royal wedding this spring.
A political storm is brewing ahead of Prince Harry's and Meghan Markle's May 19 wedding over whether to crack down on homeless people and beggars in the well-to-do English town of Windsor. Homeless charities have reacted angrily to a local official's call for police to clear the streets so the town makes a favourable impression on visitors drawn to see what they can of the royals. The charities say the homeless are not living on the town streets by choice, while the official says beggars and others are creating a hostile atmosphere in Windsor. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Fox Television executives say the network will continue to air scripted entertainment after the Fox TV studio sale to Disney. They told TV critics Thursday the pending deal separating the network and 20th Century Fox Studio won't turn the network into a platform for sports and other programming. More news at townhall.com. Yet another House Republican committee chair is retiring.
Mississippi's Greg Harper, who pushed for stronger anti-harassment and anti-discrimination training, says he won't seek re-election. The fifth GOP committee chair to call it quits in recent weeks. The five-term congressman says he never intended to make Congress a career and that 10 years is enough. Harper's been rumored as a possible replacement for Thad Cochran, the 80-year-old Mississippi senator who's been experiencing a series of health problems.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. Warren Buffett remains optimistic about the U.S. economy and the nation's prospects for the future. In an essay for Time magazine that appeared online Thursday, Buffett says even if the economy continues to grow at a modest pace of about 2% a year, the next generation will fare better because the population will grow at a slower rate. More news at analysis@townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Bill Martinez here, and you're listening to the best of 2017.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's going to be up to me and you. We got to get this contention, you know. Hey, it's okay. Dynamic tension, you call it contention. I think it's a positive thing. It's good to have that. If we can find a way, in spite of it, you know, to work together. You know, we need diverse views. This is why the most important of the amendments that we look at, I believe, is the First Amendment. Of course, a lot of pressure on it, and the government has done everything they can at times to squelch it, I would say. I say government, maybe interest groups is a better word. You see this abounding, and it's so acceptable, especially when you see some of the things that have happened at UC Berkeley. And, you know, you have some people just saying, hey, look, I don't want anything to do with the colleges because they have their safe places. And the way it is that if you're not part of the group, think there. And, boy, I tell you, my eyes were opened up here recently in having a discussion with a recent graduated college student. He said, look, I'll tell you, it's flat out. There's no safe place there. If you don't agree with the group, they're gonna smash you in the mouth. I go, really? He goes, oh, no, that's just the way it is. I mean, you talk about the rule of intimidation there. But right now I want to get into, if we can get into some Bible prophecy for a moment. You know, that is highly always my interest. And Joel Richardson is with us, author of several books, including the New York Times bestselling Islamic Antichrist, The Shocking Truth About the Real Nature of the Beast. He also wrote Mideast Beast, and director of WND Films documentary End Times Eyewitnesses. Joel, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you back with us. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing very good, Bill. Thanks for having me back.
I want to talk about, it seems like, boy, I'll tell you, you're such a prolific writer, and what you're presenting to us now, Mystery Babylon, Unlocking the Bible's Greatest Prophetic Mystery, and what we've always, you know, for anybody that's been a student of prophecy, you know, the Bible does tell us that we will understand prophecy at the time that we need to understand it. And it seems that these onion skin layers are being pulled back as time goes by, and we're able to see deeper into Bible prophecy, and you're particularly effective in unlocking Mystery Babylon, as you have written an in-depth look at the prophecy of Revelation 17 and 18.
Yeah, you know, this has been one of the most difficult, mysterious, controversial prophecies in the New Testament. It's actually the longest prophecy in the New Testament. And so what I do in the book is I work through the history of Christian interpretation of this text. I sort of weigh the strengths and weaknesses of all of the different views that have been offered. And then I offer a view which has incredible relevance in the earth right now. Mm-hmm. This is a book that, if you're interested in biblical prophecy, this is sort of a textbook, you know, on sort of the interpretation of Revelation 17 and 18. But it's also a book that, even if you're just politically astute, even if you're not really focused on biblical prophecy, there's information in here with regard to really the greatest source of corruption in Washington that I think every Christian and every conservative needs to be aware of. And as I'm talking essentially about the corruption of Washington by the Saudi royal family.
Mm-hmm.
This is probably the greatest taboo subject, one of the least discussed subjects, but one of the most critical subjects to understand Washington and understand some of the underlying factors that are shaping world events right now.
You know, and I got to tell you, Joel, whenever you talk, particularly right now, obviously a big discussion on, a travel ban that has taken place and, you know, seven countries. Why were these seven countries pointed out? You take a look at 9/11 and the big question is, you know, where's Saudi Arabia on this?
Well, exactly. And here's the thing, you know, 9/11, of course, you have the vast majority of the terrorists were all from Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. When you look at groups like ISIS, you look at groups like Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, Al-Shabaab, Abu Sayyaf, any of these, you know, leading terrorist groups throughout the earth, they all have their ideological and financial source in Saudi Arabia. So you think, well, if we're legitimately serious about keeping terrorists out, then Saudi Arabia would be on the list. And, you know, I have great hope in many ways with regard to the new administration. But I also have a lot of ongoing concerns. You know, are we going to continue with the same status quo, this clearly unhealthy relationship with Saudi Arabia, or are we going to continue to blindly treat them as though they're actually an ally in the war on terror when, in fact, they're probably... We keep calling Iran the greatest source of...
I was just going to say that we point to Iran as the greatest source of and funding for terrorism, but where's Saudi Arabia in that calculus?
Right. Now, you can look out in the earth, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, all these groups, they're all Saudi-funded. They have their genesis ideologically and financially in Saudi Arabia. When's the last time you've seen an Iranian terrorist act in the earth? Can anyone tell me? This is the thing. Tell me the last time, except for in Italy, we had an Iranian kid. He was at a shopping center. And, you know, this was sort of the first time in probably like 15 years that we've had any Iranian terror. And yet we're repeatedly told they're the greatest source of terrorism around the earth. Now, I know there's groups like Hezbollah and you know, that Iranians are very patient. You know, I'm not saying they're not doing anything. Mm-hmm. But when you're dealing with the lion's share is coming from this one country, And again, even unfortunately, even with Trump so far, the Trump administration, we don't see anyone calling a spade a spade. And what is the reason? Well, as I said, the Saudis are the greatest source of corruption in Washington, and it's very simple to look at. You know, how much money was put into the back pocket of the Clintons? Well, mm-hmm. You know, that was publicly released. That was about $30 million directly from a single family, a single foreign government, roughly $100 million from various Saudi businessmen and folks from Saudi Arabia. You go, okay, well, you know, of course the Democrats are corrupt. We're not surprised by that. But then you look at the Bushes, between the father and the son, they took in approximately $1.5 billion.
Wow.
Now, of course, they're much better at sort of cloaking it. It's all friendly loans and different things. But the Bushes have absolutely been in bed with the Saudis. You know, on 9/11 and the few days that followed, the entire airfield was shut down across the United States. There was not a single American politician. There was not, you know, not Donald Trump, not any wealthy real estate mogul. No one was able to fly except for Saudi princes. Now, this is the single most privileged family in the world. The reason is because they buy influence. And that influence, this is not coming from a holy source. And again, it goes back, Jimmy Carter, you know, you can literally name every single president for the past few generations has been corrupted by Saudi Arabia.
And they've been very effective in keeping it under the radar here. And people are still looking, and they still continue to ask the question. When we come back, we'll break it down and consider the relevance of the Saudi involvement in our political process and in our country, and what it has to do with Mystery Babylon. Joel Richardson is with us as we continue to unlock the Bible's greatest prophetic mystery. It is a, as Joel had said earlier, he will dissect the longest prophecy in the New Testament. Stay with us for more of this. This is Bill Martinez. You can go to BillMartinezLive.com for more information. I say get involved in the conversation. We'd love to hear from you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Bill Martinez here and not so live right now because we're remembering the best interviews of 2017.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez live.
War. It's been a part of humanity in every age. We fight for power, for riches, for rights, or for freedom. There There always seems to be something to fight for. But one thing has remained true of every war. Behind the field of battle, someone has developed a strategy. This was part of my husband's role in the army. He would look at what the enemy was doing, then begin putting together the resources and a plan to fight against them. He was a crucial part of this process until a heart attack claimed his life. That was a hard time for me and our son. I was reminded that death is a part of life, and that the life we're given should never be taken for granted. It's been 40 years since Leo passed, but I still hold on to the many lessons I learned from that time. Myself amazed that of the many battles we engage in today, be it money, control, or matters of the heart, very few of us know how to fight the right way or understand who we're really fighting against. To win any battle, you've got to have the right strategy and resources, because victories don't come by accident.
Bill Martinez, live.
Some good advice there from Miss Claire, as you recall, from the movie War Room. Welcome back. 21 minutes after the top of the hour, our conversation with Joel Richardson continues. Internationally recognized expert on biblical prophecy, the Middle East, and Islam. Human rights activist, a commentator for WND Paul Sperry, a media fellow at Stanford University's Hoover Institution. And on. And Joel is presenting us with a new book, Mystery Babylon, Unlocking the Bible's Greatest Prophetic Mystery, as we focus in and hone in on Revelation 17 and 18. We set this up, Joel, in the first segment in talking about the Saudis' involvement and influence over, the leaders of our country.
Right. And when we look at the prophecy, essentially what we have, there are two overwhelming factors that stand out. This city, this geopolitical entity that's described in Revelation, it is a religious source of corruption. And it is a financial source of corruption. Of course, we've already touched on the degree to which the Saudis have corrupted Washington. Again, it's one of the least discussed topics because money buys silence. It's really quite simple. And it's not just a few presidents. I mean, you're dealing with virtually anybody when they're in office. They learn very quickly that if they play ball with the Saudis, when they get out of office, they'll get some cushy job on a consulting position or sitting on a board and get a few $100,000 a year. Mm-hmm. Saudis have thoroughly corrupted not only our nation, but multiple nations around the world. But of course, Saudi Arabia, the city of Mecca, if you will, not only is it the historical womb of Islam, which of course is the largest false religion, if you will, if I can be so bold, it's the largest system of idolatry that mankind has ever produced. You know, Islam today, 1.62 billion Muslims. It's the second largest religion, fastest growing religion in the world. There is not another system of idolatry that compares. You look at the city of Mecca. In the book, I deal with the thoroughly pagan history and roots of the worship that takes place in Mecca that has infected the entire Islamic religion. I mean, it's thoroughly pagan, so many of its practices. This is the single most visited spot in the earth, the shrine, the Kaaba in Mecca. You have, again, 1.61 billion people praying to that shrine every day. There is no other idol in the history of mankind. There is no other false worship system, false religion, in the history of mankind that compares to Mecca, to Islam, and again, Saudi Arabia being the primary financial source, not just of Islam in general, but the most specific type of Islam, this vile, violent, terrorist, anti-Christic, anti-Zionist, Jew-hating, sect of Islam known as Wahhabism or Salafism. Mm-hmm. Again, it's the very fountain The Saudi kingdom is the very fountain of all of the terrorist acts that we're seeing all over the world. It finds its genesis in Saudi Arabia.
So tie it in with 17 and 18, the longest prophetic history in the Bible.
Yeah, well, so, you know, you've got a lot of different theories. People have looked at this. For instance, you have a lot of Christians today, and they say, well, America is the fulfillment of Mystery Babylon. Well, again, you can look at New York City, Wall Street, and there are elements of that city that you could say kind of reflect the prophecy. The problem is the United States lacks the religious component of the prophecy, which is so critical. You know, the prophecy is not talking about something like materialism. You can say, well, we corrupt the world with materialism. It's a religion that, according to the prophecy, it says is drunk on the blood of the saints, the blood of the witnesses of Jesus. And for that very reason, this city, this geopolitical entity is going to be destroyed forever. And when that happens, all of the holy ones, all of heaven, all of the saints rejoice. We see that in Revelation 18. Well, of course, if the United States was destroyed today, I don't think all of the saints of the earth would rejoice. Mm-hmm. The United States, for any of its faults, is still the largest Protestant. I mean, it's the largest Christian mission-sending nation in the earth. And it accounts for 80% of global funding for the spread of the gospel around the world. You know, again, we're certainly not perfect, but we are definitely not the embodiment of corruption and wickedness and false religion throughout the earth. It simply doesn't fit. But the kingdom of Saudi Arabia does actually fulfill all of the various scriptural requirements laid out within the text.
In light of that, as you break it down, Joel, as you're writing this book, as you've done in other books that you've presented, I mean, you have moments of clear revelation that, you know, find you, you know, getting a glimpse into the Holy of Holies and coming into the presence of God. And I'm certain this happened again for you in writing Mystery Babylon.
Yeah, I mean, and this is the testimony I keep hearing reviews is they say the book is just filled with aha moments. You know, as they turn the next page, they go, oh, that suddenly makes so much sense. And again, I want to be clear, I don't present this as an absolute dogmatic, this is the answer, I have the answers. Mm-hmm. But as I said, I go through all of the various interpretations, I weigh the strengths, I weigh the weaknesses, and I think what people will see when they do consider this interpretation is that it truly does meet all of the criteria. You know, when you go to a store, you don't buy a glove if three of the fingers fit great.
Right.
But two of the fingers don't fit.
Exactly.
And this is the case with all these other interpretations, and it's not the case with Saudi Arabia. It literally meets all of the various scriptural requirements. And you look out in the earth, you look at the bloodshed of the Christians throughout the Middle East right now.
Yes.
You look at, you know, again, the beheadings, the rape, the kidnapping, all of these things. Again, it's tied, you know, the overwhelming majority. Look at the top, like, 20 of the worst Christian persecution nations in the earth right now. Well, Muslim-majority nations. And again, the majority of them find their funding and their ideological foundations in one kingdom, one single family. And that same family just happens to be the family that controls our government more than any other entity.
And they've been able to use their natural resources, their money, in order to redirect the conversation, to stay under the radar and be able to operate and have influence. I mean, here we are. I mean, they must love the fact that America is upside down over Vladimir Putin right now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you look at Prince Al-Walid bin Talal. He's the second largest shareholder in News Corp, which is the parent company of Fox News. He's the largest shareholder in Twitter. You know, I mean, it literally goes on to corporations, news outlets all across the earth. They are beholden to the Saudi royal family.
Well, this is a book that you want to get your hands on. It will open your eyes maybe wider than you wanted to have them open. Mystery Babylon, Joel Richardson on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Joel.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
2017 was a great year for our country and for Bill Martinez Live, and you're listening to some of our best shows from this past year.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
That's the way we like it, loud and proud. Welcome back, 28 before the top of the hour. I like what Will Rogers said. It's not the things we don't know that gets us into trouble. It's the things we know that just ain't true. Oh, gosh, do we ever need a Will Rogers. Thank you very much for those great lines and insight, Will Rogers and family, today as we remember the fallen that paid the ultimate price, over a million, 1.1, probably about 1.2 million now. If they revised the numbers, but the last time I checked was over 1.1, and some of the most recent numbers have not been brought up to date. But in any case, men and women who have paid the ultimate price for the freedom that we enjoy, and the families that we also owe a debt of gratitude, because it is these families that have get-togethers and chairs are empty. Proms that, you know, the fallen will not see, weddings, grandchildren. It is rather disheartening. And what we can do is honor them today on this special day, Memorial Day 2017 across America. Best-selling author Joe Navarro is with us right now, former FBI special agent, recognized as one of the world's foremost authorities on reading nonverbal communications. He's regularly interviewed on programs such as NBC's Today Show, Fox News, ABC, Good Morning America, CBS Early Show, BBC News, and for numerous mainstream publications. I'm glad we're doing this on radio because he can't see my body language, but I'm sure Joe could probably still read my intonation and say, you're guilty, buddy. I'm telling you. I don't even say anymore.
Bill, my eyes are all over you.
I get it. You know, it was interesting because, you know, it is a gift. There's no question to be able to read these nonverbal communications. I know at this one radio station that I was a sales manager for in Los Angeles, you know, I would tell my boss, I'd say, you know, I can tell how people are doing. And he thought maybe I was some kind of psychic or something. I said, well, just look at the way they walk. I mean, you can tell when they have a bounce in their step, if they're, you know, if they got their act together and they're out there doing the right thing, you know, just the way they respond to certain questions. You can pick up on them. My boss thought I was totally nuts.
Oh, hi. Just watch football teams when the game is over. And yeah. you don't need the sound on. You can tell who won and you can tell who lost.
Exactly. So yeah. Nonverbal communications, it's all part of life, and you've made it an art, and you were able to develop it as an FBI special agent. Before we get into your book, though, speaking of the FBI, you know, we got to talk about Comey.
Sure. What's
your nonverbal communication there?
You know, Comey enjoys actually and has always enjoyed a good reputation. You know, he was a federal prosecutor, and actually that's when I first met him, when he was, I think he was in the Northern District of Virginia, one of the districts there. Always had a good reputation for being a firm guy. I think that a lot of the controversy started with the when he, you know, last year, I think it was in July, when he came out and made that statement with about Hillary Clinton, and properly so, came under a lot of critique from agents in the FBI saying, you know, why are you doing this when this should have best be handled by the Attorney General? Mm-hmm. But, you know, as a former prosecutor, you know, maybe he overstepped. But I mean, a straight shooter, always a good guy, and the troops really loved him. I mean, mm-hmm. they really did.
Well, what we don't know, Joe, but we do know his actions. And that is that he did step forward. And, of course, afterwards now they're being critical as if he shoved Loretta Lynch out of the way in order to preempt her. I doubt that. Loretta Lynch took three steps back. She wanted nothing to do with it because she cooked herself on the tarmac in Arizona.
Yeah.
And I think the way I look at it, my perspective is that he was thrown under the bus. He was asked to take one for the team. I think he went political. I think it was outside of his nature. The way he laid this case out, I mean, you're listening, I'm going, oh, my God, they're going to indict her.
Oh, no. Let me tell you, Bill, when I listened to that, I thought, okay, this is the predicate for an indictment.
Yes.
You know, and then, you know, to come in and he says, well, you know, you got to, you know, would this lead to an effective prosecution? Well, you know, that's for a jury to decide.
Exactly. He says no reasonable prosecutor would take up this case. Every prosecutor I've spoken to said in a heartbeat. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. I think to truly have been apolitical would have been presented to a grand jury, let the grand jury decide, and that way, you know, the Bureau stays out of it. And, and unfortunately, that's not what happened. But I mean, my personal take on the guy, he's always been a straight shooter. You know, do people do, as Figueroa LaGuardia said, if this is a mistake, it's a beaut.
Yeah.
This one was a beaut.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and the thing is, for me, I look at it, you know, with personnel, you hate to lose assets like that because somebody makes a mistake. And for whatever reason, you know, the influences of the previous administration, which was so manipulative, in my opinion. Again, from my perspective, I saw it as being very manipulative and may have caused people to do things that they wouldn't normally do. And I from everything that I hear about Director Comey, it is consistent with what you say. But it's hard in the last couple of years to connect the dots on this to say, wow, That's kind of out of his universe. Where did that come from? I mean, it's kind of like a shank in golf. It's like, you just shanked the ball here. What happened?
Yeah, you're a world-class golfer. What are you doing missing the putt? It was one of the strangest things across the board. You know, the agents email each other, and it's like, can you believe what he did? And But I'll tell you, the bigger concern isn't so much that is the continuing threat that I see from Russia. I think Russia under Putin continues to be a threat to the United States in a variety of ways and to NATO. I just it's just one of these things where. I think 30 years ago, if the Russians had played around with elections in whatever way, I think we would have recalled our ambassador and said, you know, you guys are going to have to knock this off because, you know, one thing is to go after our spies. One thing is to go after our assets and so forth. But when you start meddling in politics, that's when it really gets nasty.
Well, you know, the fact of the matter is our country has done that as well. And, you know, we've meddled in other people's politics, and the last administration was pretty open about it, whether he was, out there politicking in Europe for Brexit. Not for it, but against it. And, what he did in Israel and trying to interfere there. I mean, it doesn't justify it. Doesn't, you know, it is wrong. There's no question about it. But here we are still trying to figure out exactly what they did. Our intelligence community says they didn't affect one vote. Okay.
You're right. Look, it's not about whether they affected the votes. It's whether they tried to create through the release of information. I mean, I remember in the 80s, before the wall came down, the disinformation campaigns. I remember the literature they were putting out that was misinformation just to cause mental strife in people, and it's the Russian way. It's I see no difference between the SVR and the KGB. I mean, they're up to it.
Well, no question whatsoever. And Joe, we really appreciate your perspective. We're going to be back with Joe Navarro. Joe, at 23, he was approached by the FBI. Says, "Look, we want you to be part of the G-Men here," and so he worked for 25 years in counterintelligence and behavioral assessment, one of the founding members of the FBI's Elite Behavioral Analysis Program. More from Joe Navarro. We're going to talk about his new book, I promise, after this. It's just about 18 before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816. Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you.
Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink 3 or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Happy New Year, America. Thanks for joining us as we remember some of the best interviews, experts, and guests that we had on Bill Martinez Live this past year.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America, as we remember our fallen. This is what Memorial Day is all about. It's not veterans at large. It is specifically a day dedicated to remember those and their families who have paid the ultimate price on behalf of the freedoms that we enjoy. This is what Memorial Day is all about, and thank you for joining us in that spirit. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, a best-selling author, Joe Navarro, is with us, a former FBI special agent. And as I was mentioning to Joe, I just so appreciate hearing from him. This is an FBI special agent. Lots of fake news out there about what's going on with James Comey, the FBI. And, you know, to get it directly from his mouth to our ears, I think is really special. And this is what we do here. You know, Joe, I got to tell you, I had one guest going, you know, he asked me, he goes, do they let you talk like that? You know, ask questions. This, I go, well, this is the beauty of being independent, you know, is that,
absolutely.
You know, I get to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. I don't have an agenda here. It's not a Republican, Democratic, independent thing. I'm about everything that unites us as one country. So I'm grateful for you to, you know, to tell us the truth. Okay.
Well, you're very kind. And if I may, I live in a neighborhood that's just outside MacDill Air Force Base, and there's a lot of special operators in this area, and what they do for our country is truly remarkable. And when they don't come back, the sadness that befalls our community,
yes,
because they give their all, and it's an honor just to breathe the same air that they breathe.
Exactly. I'm right with you. Joe, regarding this misinformation that's flying out there, you say that it looks like, as far as on a top-level perspective, that clearly the Russians are meddling. Their URLs are all over this. We have heard reported that these guys are so good that they can make it seem like it's from another country. And you're saying, yeah, at a low level sort of way, they can kind of fool you. But at the top level of the FBI and CIA and NSA, you can unmask that and find out very, very quickly who the perpetrators are.
Well, we can unmask it at several levels, but and I can't go into a lot of specifics, but as you know, microwaves travel in a very straight line, and there are ways to pick up signals from very high above and actually pick up the as it's being typed right from the area where it's being typed from. Without going into too many details. So there's that. But listen, over the years, I've talked to a lot of Russian defectors, and they'll tell you they were purposely recruiting academics. They were recruiting politicians. They were recruiting the assistants, you know, the personal assistants that everybody seems to have nowadays. They were the principal targets, the secretaries, anybody that they could influence, their budgets for planting stories and so forth. And, you know, we thought that stopped when the wall came down. But under Putin, you gotta remember, you know, I wrote an article about Putin. KGB colonel. And, you know, and the KGB, promoted the most psychopathic, amongst them. Anybody that was willing to do harm and live with it, these are the guys that got promoted. That's who's in charge, and he, for whatever the reason, sees the West and especially America as his personal enemy, and continues to assail us in different ways. You know, I wish it were different, but that's the truth of the matter, and you know, and we still get defectors that fill us in on stuff that's going on. And it's just, you know, what I would tell you, Bill, is, like you're doing, is it's every job for each American to do their own due diligence. Where is this information coming from? What is its purpose? When was it released? What is the intention? Does it benefit in any way the Russians? And that is a question that we as Americans have to ask ourselves, and that's our job, as it's always been.
Exactly. And as you say, for Putin, why would America not be a target? I mean, when it comes down to breaking up the Soviet, you know, empire, it was the United States that did that. So,
yeah, and there's always been that you know, you didn't treat us as equals type thing. But you also got to remember, Russia has a lot of interest with Iran, has a lot of interest with Syria, even in Egypt, although less so. They want to be major players, and they want to you know, they want to affect the current history, and the only war they can win is a war by other means, and that other means is through subterfuge, espionage, and
propaganda.
And propaganda and influence, and then that is the only war that they can win, and so they will exercise that. You know, Putin has to stand up to his own electorate. And say, hey, look what I'm doing to make us strong.
Well, Joe, thank you for letting us get into these issues, for people to get it straight from you, you know, with your background in the FBI and your experience. But I do want to give you some time to talk about 3 minutes to Doomsday, an agent, a traitor, and the worst espionage breach in U.S. history. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so this is a case from the 1980s where we had two U.S. soldiers who were spying, selling out the United States over in Europe. They were arrested. What we didn't know is how many people they had recruited to assist them. One of them was right here in Tampa, Florida. And what began as a witness interview, we thought he was a witness of a man named Roderick Ramsey, turned into a 10-year investigation. And end, we came to find out that these guys had stolen so many secrets. I mean, they were stealing the same documents that Colin Powell, the theater commander at the time, was reading. Turned these over to the Hungarian intelligence service, which then passed them on to the Russians. Compromised our ability to defend ourselves, left Germany in such a bad state security-wise that, as a German prosecutor said, if hostilities had broken out, Germany only had two choices, capitulation or to use nuclear weapons on their own soil. Just imagine that.
Wow. Wow. That is incredible. So, tell us more about this, if you would. Okay, so we know a bit of the background. So what happened here?
The two spies that were arrested in Germany, they weren't talking. And so the Ramsey, who was here in Tampa, I started to talk to him. And actually, the only reason he stood out as a suspect is his when I asked him, do you know a guy named Clyde Lee Conrad, his cigarette shook in his hand. You know, earlier we were talking about body language. And this really stood out. And so I kept talking and then came back to the subject and I said, hey, well, what was it like to work in the same area as Clyde Lee Conrad? His cigarette shook again. So I said, you know, there's something suspicious about this. Went to my supervisor and I said, I want to open up an investigation on this guy. And you can't even do this nowadays. And he said, you're going to base an investigation on a faking cigarette. And I said, yeah, I feel that strongly about it.
Right.
And he allowed me, and so that began a series of interviews. And on the fifth interview, he began to tell the story of how Clyde Conrad had recruited him. What we didn't know was the extent of it. And over a year, we interviewed this individual who at times was very reluctant to give us any information because he didn't want other people to be arrested. Mm-hmm. And we come to find out that they had given away the permissive action links and the nuclear go codes. And this was really bad because as General Otis testified at the trial, he said the defense of the West was completely compromised, and this appears in no other espionage case in the history of the United States. He testified that had war broke out, the defeat of the West would have been assured. That's a quote from the general. That's how bad things were.
And here you have this information, and yet they're doing everything they can to block and thwart your efforts, right?
Oh my God! If you think Washington is headstrong and obfuscating now, I mean they did everything to there were leaks. They were leaking stuff in Washington out of out of justice to make this case go away. They were preventing us from traveling to do interviews. They were keeping us from doing a crime scene investigation in Germany. They were doing everything they can to stop this, and this was something that I was not going to let go. These individuals had sold out their country. They had placed. You got to remember, you know this, Bill. There were 250,000 U.S. soldiers and Marines in Europe at the time.
Exactly right.
And these guys were selling us out. And.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.